Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
See, I love more than show 104.3 Jams. Jen and I are talking about anything and everything going on around the world. Now, here's something that I found interesting and scary.
Okay? Oh, what's that?
Google is letting users sing, hum, or whistle a song to search for it. Google's ready to help if you can't remember the name of a song. You ever get like that, Jen? You'd be like, yo, what is the name of that song?
You know I'm forgetful.
Right.
Yes,
so
that works for me.
Sometimes people beat the song play, and some people have Shazam on their phone.
Yep, I have it.
And it. You do? And you can hold it up and it'll give you the name of the song? Well, Google wants to help you out by letting you sing it, whistle it, or hum it.
That's
so the company
really
announced
cool.
That now you can do that on the Google app, which tries to track down the tune you're looking for. To use the features, users open the app, tap the mic icon and say, what's the song? Or click the search a song button. Then you got to start singing or humming the tune for 10 to 15 seconds. And Google's AI algorithms will try to identify potential song matches and display the most likely options based on the tune. Now, I like it, but it scares me because I've watched The Social Dilemma on Netflix.
That's the one kind of about how social media is taking over our lives and
how artificial intelligence algorithms control what we like, what we don't like by building a profile for you. So now you'll search for a song and Google's going to start pushing songs on you.
Oh, you're right. I don't like that because think of this, Ed. I remember being young and you start formulating your taste in music, probably like around like 11, 12 years old. And I felt like I liked everything from hip hop to alternative. And what if these algorithms don't allow you to like any other genre of music?
They're going to slowly push you into, well, if you like that, listen to this. 9 times out of 10, you're going to click.
Oh, boy, that scares me.
9 times out of 10,
no.
You're going to click. And then you're going to have notifications like a lot of people have on their phones. And Google is going to send you notifications of new songs based on what you already said you liked because you didn't know the name of that song. And then record companies are going to start paying Google money to send songs to people.
Oh, wow.
I don't like that. I don't think that feature I will ever use. What you think? What you think, Jen?
Okay, well, now you broke it down like that. I'm not taking the bait. I'm not doing
what do you think,
it.
Krista? What do you think? You think I'm right?
Yes. I mean, not because you're you, but I genuinely, like, don't disagree with you. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. If you watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix, and I really implore everyone to go out there and watch it, you see how they build the profile and how they change your behavior. Because a lot of us, if we get a notification on something, a lot of times you're going to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you put your phone down for a while, you start looking at the phone, you start wondering why, you know, it was on the phone. Like yesterday, I was sitting there, Jen, and I noticed that people were just on their phones.
It's so sad.
I was at the car wash. I swear to God, I'm at the car wash. I'm sitting outside. I'm smoking one of my favorite cigars while they finish cleaning my car. And I'm chilling. My phone was in my pocket. I was like, I am not picking my phone up. The young lady sitting next to me on the phone. The man in the car wash, coming out of the car wash in his truck, was sitting in his truck on the phone. The other man sitting over here on the phone. Everybody is on the phone constantly, not enjoying the moment of where they are and not interacting with each other, but interacting with that phone.
Yeah.
If you watch The Social Dilemma, it'll show you how we are addicted to that phone. So this thing scares me because I feel like Google is going to start pushing songs on you. We'll keep this conversation going on a commercial-free Friday right here on the Ed Love and Wonder Show, brought to you by good friends at Hyundai.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.